His clothing, despite his untidy appearance, was excellently tailored and fit his frame with precision. Rather too much precision, given the manner in which it highlighted the breadth of his shoulders and the wide expanse of his chest, as it tapered down to a lean waist and hips. Finding her voice, after realizing she had been silent for too long, Willa said, "Forgive me, my lord. I was admiring the artwork rather intently and didn't hear you come in. It's a lovely piece." He looked at it for a moment, then looked back at her, his amusement apparent.
"I've never given it notice before. I will endeavor to do better."
His tone was flirtatious, far too flirtatious for an employer and a prospective governess. Between that, his appearance, and his tardiness, it was not going well at all. First impressions were remarkably important, and he seemed bent on confirming every dark thing whispered about him.
"Tell me, Miss Marks," he continued, "are you prepared to work in a scandalous house?"
Willa didn't bother to pretend she didn't know what he meant. Douglas Ashton, Lord Deverell, more commonly known as Devil by the scandal sheets, was a topic of intense conversation and even greater speculation by such publications. It seemed that no matter what he did, be it bad, good, or indifferent, people, and society matrons in particular, were rabid to discuss it at length. "Scandal is of little concern to me, my lord," she said. Her own father was rather notorious himself, after all, but she felt no need to bring that up just yet, if ever.